Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornett has been a prominent figure during this week's Republican National Convention. He delivered a speech on Monday on behalf of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. He serves as that group's president. And that's led the Journal Record's Brian Bruce to explore what kind of economic impact that leadership role could have on Oklahoma City. Joining me now to try to answer that question is the newspaper's managing editor, Adam Brooks. He's with us at the end of every week for a conversation about Oklahoma business news. Adam, I think it is important to note that Oklahoma City's elections are technically nonpartisan, but Cornett does identify as a Republican, and he even made it to a runoff with Governor Mary Fallon in the 2006 congressional primary, where they were both vying for Ernest Istook's old seat. But during Cornett's address in Cleveland earlier this week, he talked a lot about the success of Republican mayors across the country.
We are building cities where millennials are choosing to live. We're investing in public safety and streets and parks. We are helping to restore confidence in America.
So Mick Cornett has been a highly visible mayor nationwide for several years now, and in a few months he's going to bring about 40 of his colleagues and many, many more guests here to Oklahoma City for a leadership symposium. He took over the U.S. Conference of Mayors top job in June. What kind of effect is this year-long post going to have on Oklahoma City?
Well, it's difficult to say, but as you said, he does have the leadership symposium that's going to be bringing people in, and he's done that before. Recently, he hosted 25 mayors who were making their first visit to the city for the Institute on City Design, and in 2010, they held a big summer conference here. It also really raises our profile because he's frequently interviewed about several issues, including how the city has revitalized itself through the MAPS sales tax issues.
Well, and he is good at all those interviews he does. He has a strong media background, a journalism degree, he's worked in video production, advertising, and he spent years as an Oklahoma City television reporter before getting into public service.
That's right, and the director of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, Tom Cochran, called him the best rep and the best salesperson for Oklahoma City, and part of it's because he can talk about such a broad range of issues. It's everything from the Oklahoma City Thunder coming here to sort of leading the commemorations of the Oklahoma City bombing to his famous putting the city on a diet campaign.
Right, that was when he appeared in front of the elephants at the Oklahoma City Zoo.
That's right.
You know, when I watched Tuesday's Oklahoma City Council meeting this morning preparing for our conversation, it took me a second to remember why Cornett wasn't there. Of course, he's been in Cleveland for the RNC. But during this week's meeting, a series of amendments to the city's municipal code were proposed that are going to affect new businesses in Bricktown. The planning department's Lisa Chronister said any business that wants to serve alcohol will have to apply for what's known as an ABC3 overlay.
That would give adjacent property owners, other business owners in the area, an opportunity to voice concerns about noise, traffic, crime, what they don't have a good opportunity to do now.
So first off, why don't they have that opportunity? And second, how is this going to affect the city's chief entertainment district?
When the area was set up, they got a special exemption so that it would encourage development. I think everybody would agree that we have plenty of bars and restaurants in that area. Part of this is looking for a little balance. They want things to be a little more family-friendly and bring in a slightly more diverse crowd to Bricktown. But some of the other restaurant owners we talked to said they're okay with this because it's not adding restrictions to Bricktown. It's just putting Bricktown at the same level as the rest of the city. You know, of course, bar owners also might not need the competition in the area.
Finally, Adam, we have some news to share with the audience. On Wednesday, you officially announced on Twitter that today is your last day at the Journal Record. What's next for you?
I'm going to be joining Candor. That's a public relations and business consulting firm on Film Row. This has been a lot of fun, and I've been glad to hear that people seem to enjoy it.
Well, I know I can speak for several of my colleagues at KGOU and hopefully some of the audience as well when I say that we're really, really going to miss hearing your voice, your sense of humor, and the perspective that you brought to our coverage of business news. Adam, it's been really great.
Thank you, Brian. It's been fun.